It's time for Posey County Radio News on this Wednesday, January 21st. A bill aimed at improving electrical utility affordability in Indiana is moving forward at the State House. The House Utilities Telecommunications Committee voted unanimously to advance House Bill 1002 for consideration. If approved, the bill would require electric providers to automatically enroll residential customers in budget billing programs, helping to keep the monthly cost more predictable. The measure would also prohibit power shutoffs during periods of extreme heat and utilities to offer assistance programs for low-income customers. The Posey County Health Department, along with local fire departments, will be hosting free CPR training classes on Saturday, February 7th, starting at 9 a.m. The class is an American Heart Association Heart Saver CPR course and will be offered at two locations, the Black Township Fire and Rescue Department on Industrial Road in Mount Vernon and the Wadesville Fire Department on Princeton Street. Organizers say the training is open to all Posey County residents and could truly save a life. Each year, more than 350,000 people in the United States suffer cardiac arrest outside of a hospital, and without immediate help, survival rates remain very low. Registration is required for the event, and you can sign up by scanning the QR code shared on Facebook or by calling 812-838-1330. A link to the information is also available on our Posey County Radio Facebook page. A Cynthiana man will spend a few months in the White County Jail following a plea deal in the White County courts. 33-year-old Mitchell Davis was arrested last June after Carmi police responded to a report of a damaged utility pole and reckless driving on the east side of town. Officers say Davis fled when they located the vehicle, but he was taken into custody after a crash. Court records show Davis later pled guilty to an amended charge of reckless conduct. He was sentenced to 120 days in jail, ordered to pay more than $4,000 in fines, and placed on conditional discharge. All other charges were dismissed. Mesker Park Zoo in Evansville is having an event coming up that puts a twist on dating. Coming up February 6th, the zoo is hosting their Social Safari, an after-hours speed dating event from 6 until 8 o'clock for singles age 21 through 35. They say that the night will begin with a short talk on how love and attraction works between animals and plant kingdoms, and then allow for time to mingle. Guests will take part in fun activities and games designed to help spark connections. Last night in high school sports, the North Posey Lady Vikings basketball team traveled to Princeton to take on the Tigers. Princeton controlled the game from start to finish, the final score 61-25. The Vikings moved to 12-9 on the season with two more regular season games left against Tell City and Forest Park. The IHSA sectional tournament drawing will take place this coming Sunday at 5 o'clock Central. You can see that on ihsaatv.org. Taking a look at tonight's high school sports, the Mount Vernon boys basketball team is back in action at the Carmi White County Invitational, taking on Harrisburg at 5:30. Mount Vernon won their first game on Monday against Carmi 59-41. Harrisburg lost to Fairfield in their first round game 50-48 in overtime. You can hear tonight's game on 106.7 WMVI or stream it online at mountvernonradio.com. Alan Buck will have the call. Also tonight, the North Posey boys wrestling team hosts North Knox. That is at 5:30, and the boys freshman basketball team is on the road at Mount Carmel at 6. We're keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio and online at poseycountyradio.com. If you have any news tips to share, you can do so by emailing news@poseycountyradio.com. Stick around. Your weather forecast is coming up.